Hi and welcome to this podcast episode. In this episode, I will be talking with you about why everyone needs to do healing work and how your childhood experiences are affecting your today's relationships. Welcome to She is Irresistible, the podcast for ambitious women who want to find love and have a lasting and fulfilling relationship. I'm Miu, your host, and it is my mission to help you unlock the best version of yourself so you become irresistible to quality men. This podcast is filled with deep insights and practical tips to improve your love life today. If you're ready to find out how to attract and keep your perfect match, this podcast is for you. I'm so excited for you to be here and I can't wait to dive in. When I bring up the topic about healing and inner child healing, I often hear something along the lines of, oh, I had a great childhood. No trauma or anything. My dad was there, my mom was there. They're still together, so I don't have anything to complain about, really. Or they say, I didn't experience any physical trauma or emotional trauma. I was never abused as a child. If this sounds like you, this episode is for you. What is trauma? When I looked for the definition online on Google, Oxford Language comes up with two definitions. One for an emotional one, and second, a medical one. So the first one, emotional one, is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. And the physical one is physical injury. For now, for the sake of this podcast episode, I stick with the first definition because the physical injury is more obvious. It doesn't mean that it is less valid, but I want to focus on the emotional disturbance. And I just want to say that anyone who tells you that what you have experienced wasn't as bad as you've experienced it invalidates your experience and how you feel, which is also called being gaslighted. Second, for a child who is 100% dependent on her caregivers to receive love, affection, attention and care, combined with them, the children, thinking that the whole world evolves around them, which is a natural stage in every child's development, it can be a traumatic experience to not get the love and affection from its caregivers unconditionally. And it can be really distressing and difficult to handle for a child. Let me give you an example of what I mean by children believing that the world evolves around them. When I started psychoanalytics for my master's degree, one of my professors said he currently works with a child who shows behavioral issues. She was 6 years old and her parents just got divorced and her father moved out of the family's home. And despite the parents telling the girl numerous times that it's not her fault that her dad moved out, for her, in her world, it was her father leaving her because of something she had done wrong. She said she would believe her parents, she wouldn't believe her parents because if her dad would still love her and if her dad would still want to be in her life and be with her, he wouldn't leave her. He would sleep on the mattress in her room, which she had offered to him. And he obviously didn't go with. So would you say she was traumatized in a way, even though she wasn't physically, emotionally, or sexually abused in that sense? I would definitely say so. For her, this was a traumatic experience. And how much of her future life and relationships will be affected or have been affected depends on how equipped the parents were to deal with their own feelings and with her feelings. But maybe it is difficult for you to relate to those situations in a way that you call it a trauma. So let's call it wounds. I think that's a term it may be easier. It makes it easier to relate to. So coming back to that example, and because those wounds were caused early in our lives, those wounds are called core wounds. However, we can also get wounded during our teenage years and, of course, as an adult. But the ones that are caused very early on are called core wounds. Let's spin this example a bit further. Maybe this girl, parents, ended their relationship on so-called good terms. But I believe we can agree that they have been affected in some way and that they have been hurt. So the question now is, how emotionally available were they during that time for the daughter, considering this is an emotionally stressful situation for themselves? This is just an example, which unfortunately is very common. But you don't have to have divorced parents to have a wound. When you were a child and your feelings haven't been validated, or when you felt that you had to act in a certain way to get the attention, love, etc. from your caregivers, you denied a part of yourself to become the child you thought your parents want you to be. And if this strategy worked well for you and you received the love and affection that you wanted and needed, you likely use the same strategy or a similar one as an adult within your relationships to get the love and attention from a man. If you struggle with finding love and with sustaining a loving relationship, this is likely the reason why. It's because your inner little girl runs your life in situations where these memories and strategies are triggered. So, when you look back at your childhood, I want you to see it with the eyes of a child, not with the knowledge and wisdom of an adult that you are now. Because as a little girl, you didn't have that and you didn't have coping strategies. When you look back now, can you recall situations that have been emotionally overwhelming for you? You see, here is the thing. When we as children are faced with situations that are emotionally overwhelming for us, we develop coping strategies to literally survive. Not only to not lose our parents' affection and attention, but also to get it consistently. And those strategies are the ones that make our lives and interacting with people and being in relationships so difficult at times. Because when you were emotionally overwhelmed, your coping strategy became the blueprint for how you behave in relationships today. That's the situations when you know your reaction is completely out of proportion and you can't help but react in the same way over and over again. You're not responding, you're reactive. It just happens automatically. Why? Because these patterns are so deeply ingrained in your subconscious mind that it takes a real effort to change those neurological pathways and to create new ones, more helpful patterns that are more appropriate and that will get you more likely what you want. Being reactive comes from stuffing our needs and feelings down, suppressing them because we literally don't know how to deal with our emotions. And with the feelings of shame, guilt, and fear, we often question whether there is something wrong with us. But there's nothing wrong with us and there's nothing wrong with you. You only haven't learned how to deal with your emotions. Feelings have such a bad reputation, but they are there for a reason. And they want to tell you that there is something you need to look at and to heal. And if you're suppressing them, they'll pop up at some point anyways. And actually, they pop up over and over again. This is because when something hurtful happened in your childhood that was too much for you to handle, not because there's something wrong with you, but simply because you were too young and too ill-equipped to handle the situation, later on, you just ignored them and got on with it, trying to play it cool. And you yourself started to invalidate the feelings you have. So that little girl at the age whenever she felt emotionally overwhelmed, that's the girl that comes out when the feeling that she had back then is triggered in the now, in a current situation. And she responds in the same way as she did when she was little, because she's emotionally stuck and hasn't developed the skills to respond any different. And that was a tough pill for me to swallow when I realized this, because this brought taking responsibility for my life and the quality of my relationships to a whole new level. So when you say you had an amazing childhood, no problems at all, but you still struggle with relationships, be it romantic relationships or any other type of relationship, then I want you to think back and to remember situations that seem to pop up randomly in your mind, even if you're unsure about how and why and what had happened. Because those situations that keep popping up and you're reminded on are not random. In a situation when you feel as if you're out of control and you feel like going crazy, think about what this feeling or the situation reminds you of. Maybe you see your dad leaving or prioritizing everyone and everything else but you. Maybe you've learned that only when you're quiet and don't talk much, you get most praise from your parents. Maybe it is something that your mom said to you when you didn't meet her expectations. That right there is your first point where you can start to work from. And the more you pay attention, the more you'll connect the dots over time. Even if you're unsure about, and this is important, even if you're unsure about what actually had happened, even if it's just something your family or your friends talk about in terms of what happened to you or how you behaved, even if it's just a story that you keep telling yourself and everyone else says, no, it didn't happen like that. And even if it never actually happened like that, because the stories we tell ourselves impact our lives no matter whether we've actually experienced them. It's what's important is how we feel about what has happened or about the stories we're telling ourselves, because our brains don't know the difference. For your brain, it's like as if it has actually happened and you're experiencing life from that perspective, adding more and more evidence to confirm these stories. Be curious about why you are the person you are today. Not to blame others, your caregivers did the best they could at the time. And it doesn't help you to grow and to improve your relationship with yourself, with men or anyone really, if you blame your parents or whoever it was you grew up with. Pay attention to the stories you're telling yourself and start connecting them to the stories about your childhood as you remember them. Because don't forget, your parents are seeing you through their lens, through their own perceptions, unresolved pain, unresolved emotions and traumas, wounds. So what is true for them is not necessarily true for you, and it's not necessarily the truth at all. It is only how they saw that situation. And the same goes for the other way around and how you experience situations. Our brain, how our mind works, and the heart-brain connection are fascinating topics. Science has proven many, many times that we can rewire our brain, how we see and experience our world, and what we attract into our lives. I hope you found this episode helpful and that I could bring a little light into the tunnel when it comes to why every one of us has wounds and needs to work on them if we don't want for history to repeat itself. If you find this episode helpful, I would love for you to give me 5 stars on iTunes. to help my podcast grow and to reach more women who want to unlock the best version of themselves and to navigate through dating and relationships. You would literally make my day if you leave me a positive comment, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. This is it for today. We are already at the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to She's Irresistible. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for the next episode. If you need help with your love life, you can find me on my website, elmio.com, and my social media channels. You can find all the links in the description box of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.